After a busy 2017, releasing her self-titled album, touring all around the world, Jen Clower will be coming to the Beer and Barbecue Festival this weekend, tonight actually, and she joins us on the line now. Good morning.
Hey Tom, hey Zoe, how are you going?
Very well, thank you. Now, you're coming to the Beer and Barbecue Festival, and yet I saw you posting about it saying that you don't drink beer and you're not that into barbecue. So what are you looking forward to for the festival?
Well, the music. It's got to be about the music. So, and also, there is a vegan barbecue store there. Smith & Daughters, a really great Melbourne vegan restaurant, are catering for people that don't want to eat a big carcass. So that's good. I feel good about that. Nothing wrong with beer, just don't drink it.
It's a lovely option to have, though.
Yeah.
Now, you released your fourth album almost a year ago now, and it seems like you've been touring non-stop basically ever since. How has the album been received around the world?
Oh, it's been amazing, really. We've toured to the UK and Europe a couple of times in the last 6 months and played to sold-out crowds, and we also did our first sort of band tour of the States and sold those shows out as well, and we actually head back to America at the end of this month to play Newport Festival, which is the famous festival where Bob Dylan went electric. we've got also a couple of shows, one in Chicago, and then we go to Portland and play a festival there called Pickathon that everyone seems to love. So, yeah, it's just been a real dream run, really. Kind of a rare story for an artist who's been around for sort of 15 years putting out records, sort of on my fourth record, it seems to have just broken through to a bigger audience around the world, which is really exciting.
Do you have any plans to do anything as controversial as Dylan when you're at Newport?
Look, no plans. I think the space for controversy is now over. I think it's all been done. Hasn't it? I don't know if there's anything left to do. I think I'll just get up there and try and play a good show.
And now Milk Records have recently had their second RSL residency, which Tom and I were super jealous that we couldn't go to because we're in Adelaide. How was that?
It was fantastic. Yeah, we did the first one last year, just sort of three Wednesday nights over June. It's a bit of a midwinter kind of hump day slump time for people in Melbourne. I'm sure you guys can relate. In Adelaide, it gets a bit cold, and we just thought it would be nice to offer, something on a Wednesday night for local people. You come down, that we had a soup kitchen, so you can have a cup of soup, and then bands are on pretty early, so you're kind of out of there by 9:30, 10 o'clock. And there's something great about the RSL. I think it's a nostalgic place for all of us, probably the kind of place where we played our first ever gig or, went to our first ever dance or whatever. And someone was actually saying to me last night that their parents loved those shows because they didn't feel old. They could go along and just kind of blend in, and it's not about kind of being young or cool or being part of some clique. Like, it's just open for everyone. Yeah. So the fun thing about them is that they're mystery lineups every week, so you don't know which bands you're going to see. And I think there's always something a bit fun about that, like just going, who's going to come out next, you know?
Yeah, it seemed it had a real sense of community to the event. Was that a conscious choice?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're Northside. We live in Thornbury, most of us kind of around Thornbury, Coburg, Preston. It's really nice to do things where you live, around, sort of centred around community and just, yeah, I think everyone wants to belong, like we're built to be in groups. We're not meant to be isolated. And so playing those sorts of shows just brings people closer in what can sometimes feel like a big impersonal city.
We're speaking with Jen Clower ahead of her performance tonight at Beer and Barbecue Fest. Now, next week, you'll be involved in a workshop for I Manage My Music. And in between running a label and involving yourself in workshops and sort of fostering this musical community with Milk Records, how important is it to you sort of fostering new talent and sort of building this musical community?
Look, I think, you know, I've learnt from my own experience that if you're an independent artist, you really need to work with other people for it to be sustainable on many levels. I mean, not just financially, just having, you know, a shoulder to cry on or a friend to sort of commiserate when a show or a tour doesn't go the way you thought it would. And I've got so much from building just communities in my immediate sort of music circle. And I guess I just brought that sort of idea into Milk Records. And, yeah, I think, you know, there's something really special about having a community of musicians, just because I think often you, the lounge, oh no, take one of these two. We're fighting over the Virgin Lounge. Who gets to go in the Virgin Lounge?
Oh, why does only one of you get to go in?
Well, only one of us is a gold member.
Oh.
Our bass player, Richard, who's playing these shows, is a gold member. So he was like, do you want to come into the Virgin Lounge? Because he gets a free feed. It's a good scene. I was like, nah, take Shalakas. So the drummer's gone off into the Virgin Lounge. Basically, the rhythm section have abandoned the guitarists and they've gone off. Anyway, I was waxing on about community, but I guess, yeah, I mean, Milk Records definitely, you know, gets behind new artists that we like, you know, we like their music and want to show it to a world that we've sort of created. And, yeah, it's really fun. I mean, last night we had there's a thing that's been going on this week in Melbourne called Changes, which is like a sort of music summit, a little bit like IndieCon, you know, which is happening in Adelaide these days. And, you know, they basically got in touch with all of the little record labels in Melbourne and asked us to curate a night of bands from our labels, and we were just playing in local bars around sort of, you know, Fitzroy, Brunswick, that sort of thing. And, you know, it was just really lovely to sort of stand in a room full of people and just see our bands get up there and just be great, you know. And I think that's been the hugest reward for me, is just seeing how great Australian music is and being able to sort of get behind it and support it more.
Now, earlier this year, you also released to Bandcamp a collection of rarities and B-sides. Was there something that inspired you to particularly put all those together at that time?
Yeah, look, there's kind of that thing of, you know, I've put out records, but there's also been these little singles or, you know, songs that I've just put out on a 7-inch vinyl, or maybe were part of an EP that I put out years ago. And I guess knowing that there's a new audience that's come to my work just recently on the album, I thought it might be a nice gift. I mean, it was free. If anyone wanted to download it, they could take it and just get, you know, a little bit more of an insight into some songs that they might not have heard before. And the amazing thing is, and this is something I've found time and time again, is that most people paid, and they paid more than they should have. You know, like most people came and paid $20 for it. And I think that's another thing that I've discovered is, you know, often there's this idea in the music industry that, oh, no one wants to pay for music. And it's actually not true. Like, if you give people the opportunity, they want to support you. And that was a nice little bit of extra income that I could put towards my overseas touring debts. So, yeah, that was a nice thing to be able to offer as a bit of a gift.
So tonight you're playing Beer and Barbecue Fest, and for someone who maybe hasn't had the opportunity to see you yet, what can they expect from your live show?
Sure. I guess it's, you know, if you listen to the most recent album and the album before it, they're the albums where I went electric. So I picked up an electric guitar after a couple of more kind of folk country-based records. So it's electric and loud and lots of guitars and, yeah, it's really fun. And, you know, I'm an Adelaide girl. I grew up in Adelaide. I went to Flinders Uni and, I always loved coming home and playing shows there. I'll also be back, actually. The tour hasn't been announced, but I'm doing a solo tour where you'll probably hear some of those songs on the B-sides and rarities in, I think, sort of late September into October this year.
That
I'm going to come back and do a show at the Grace Emily.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'll do a little Grace Emily show. So that should be really fun.
That would be absolutely incredible. Now, Jen, as we've been talking about, you've been absolutely busy since the last year, touring and doing all sorts of things. But Zoe and I both loved your last album. Should we be expecting any new music anytime soon? Has there been any time for writing?
Sadly, not. It's been really such a big year for the label. Pretty much every band put out a record or is just about to drop one. And so I've been just trying to keep up with bloody everyone else's records, which has been really fun. So I'm hoping, you know, the second half of the year looks like it's going to wind down a little bit on the label front and I can start getting stuck into writing for a new record. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Jen.
Thanks so much for having me, and maybe I'll see you tonight.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
Bye-bye. That's Jen Kloa there speaking all about her career, touring, and her self-titled album, which we're going to hear a song off right now. This is Forgot Myself by Jen Kloa.
You're on Breakfast.